Montana has one of the country's lowest coronavirus infection rates, and it is throwing the door back open to tourists. The state has dropped a two-week quarantine requirement for out-of-state visitors. Not everyone is on board with this decision, like the Blackfeet Nation, whose reservation borders Glacier National Park. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
For more than 25 years, Blackfeet tribal member Daryl Norman has set up dozens of teepees near his home on the reservation, providing guests from all over the world with a unique place to stay while exploring neighboring Glacier National Park.
Hello!
Come in, let me get my mask.
Yep.
Come Norman's right home gallery is full of traditional Blackfeet-style paintings and art. It's normally bustling with tourists this time of year, but with the Blackfeet tribal government not going along with the state and maintaining a 14-day quarantine order and lodging restrictions on non-residents, it's quiet now, and the future is unclear.
Bookings are still coming in, and all we can say is we're closed through June. We doubt that we're not going to open the teepee camp after that. Cost, just all the things considered, probably not the wisest thing to do.
Tribal leaders say the population here is vulnerable to COVID-19 and the restrictions have helped spare residents from the pandemic. While Norman hopes to salvage his season by mostly selling artwork, he understands the tribe's caution.
We don't want to be the ones who bring in the first case.
But tribal member Nathan St. Gador says local leaders aren't listening to the economic concerns of businesses like his. He owns Johnson's of St. Mary Restaurant and Campground, perched on a hill overlooking Glacier National Park's east entrance.
Our authority is the tribal council, and right now they want to stay closed. And I think it's really frustrating on our end is because I personally think that social distancing enforcement is more realistic than just total shutdown.
St. Gador says without tourists from the park, he'll likely have to shutter the business his grandfather started 70 years ago. With things here at a standstill, communities on the other side of the park that doesn't border the reservation aren't welcoming back tourists. A park ranger says it's busy.
Lake McDonald Lodge parking filled up around 9:30 this morning, so pretty early. So.
Tribally owned businesses say they need either economic relief or to open again to tourists. Some are frustrated Blackfeet leaders haven't specified what it will take for the reservation to welcome visitors back. Glacier attracted 3 million people last year, who spent more than $100 million in tribal communities. Robert DeRozier is the Blackfeet incident commander.
It's a million-dollar question as far as I'm concerned. I can't tell you that we're going to open 5th of July, 6th of July, 4th of July. It's impossible for me to say that.
DeRozier says he understands the tribe's decisions are causing economic pain, but he says it's his job to look at this as an issue of protecting human life and not an economic crisis. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting from the Blackfeet Indian Reservation.